Good morning, and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. Oh my, what do you do when you run out of coffee? Well, hopefully you have a sweet husband who depends on his first cup to get going, who will run to Kroger for first thing for a fresh bag. Waiting seems to make it even better tasting, and now that I have my cup, let's get started. Much of what we observe in nature is a reflection of events in the lives of we humans. I had an interesting experience in nature recently I'd like to share. Paul, in 2 Corinthians 9, verse 8, seems to sum up the moral of the story. God can bless you with everything you need, and you will always have more than enough to do all kinds of good things for others. We have two identical bird feeders at my house, one that hangs off the back deck and a new one that hangs under the tree outside my office window in the front of the house. This one is new, a wished-for Christmas present gifted by George. I have noticed that the bird feeder in the back is covered in birds at certain times of the day, but the one in front is only a third empty and only one or two species feed there. I've wondered why. Is it trust? Is it habit? Is it territorial? One group of birds eats heartily every day. They range from various finches and sparrows to cardinals, bluebirds, tufted titmouse, Carolina chickadee, nuthatch, and woodpecker. Every opening in the feeder will have a bird perched, with two or three waiting for their turn. To and fro, to and fro. Wonderingly, at the front feeder, there is hardly any activity at all. I have to be patient. Wait, and let the birds find their way. It occurred to me that that's what God does. Be patient and let us find our way. The bird feeder in the back has been there for 3 or 4 years, and clearly birds of all types have enthusiastically come to be nourished there. This reminds me of those who have found the Lord, who have come to know Him and trust Him, and hungrily thirst for the spiritual nourishment of His presence. As I stand at my kitchen window and watch the birds visit, it appears to me that many of the same birds visit every day. They fly back and forth from the trees in the back, and I see them year-round. Once in a while, I see a new fellow, one passing through. Apparently, the word has gotten out in the bird community that there is an abundance here. And then there is the new feeder. I had assumed that the birds would flock there just as they do in the back. But for the first week, there was virtually no activity. The feeder remained full to the top. Another week has passed, and now I'm beginning to see a few finch and sparrows nervously light and leave. I'm just waiting. I think God does the same thing with us. He is always available. Spiritual food is there for the taking, but for many and for many reasons, some of us are reluctant to reach out for the nourishment. We guardedly read a little, listen a little, try praying a little, maybe visit a little. Like the bird feeder, the source of nourishment is always available, waiting to be found, waiting for one of those secure, well-nourished birds to spread the word. God waits, always available, waiting for one who knows Him to share His nourishment with one that is not trusting, is reluctant, or doubtful. As the new bird finds the life nourishment it needs, an empty soul can find the spiritual fulfillment they have so desperately needed when in abundance a knowing soul shares the Lord's love. This morning I noticed, although little finches and sparrows were the main visitors, A beautiful red cardinal came, and then I saw a bluebird. The word is getting out. Those who have found the nourishment and comfort and have begun to trust are sharing. I suspect in a few weeks I'll be refilling the front feeder as frequently as the one in the back. We, in our walk, are not so different from the birds looking for nourishment. Someone has to put out the feeder, and as the birds begin to trust the source, the word gets out. God makes himself always available, and he waits. And through the Holy Spirit nudges us as we discover and grow in trust to share the source of our spiritual nourishment. God provides the nourishment, but you and I, we, are the ones to spread the source by how we live our lives daily, treat and love others, and when the opportunity arises, share the Lord's working in our lives. There have been so many people in my life over the years who nudged me closer to the Lord by how they treated me, loved me. As the patient Lord waits and urges, let each of us spread the Lord's love by trusting his leading and sharing his light with others by the way we live and love. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, I pray that the image of the birds seeking their daily nourishment will remind us that the source of our spiritual nourishment comes from daily time in your presence. With that nourishment, our lives can be a light to others who are searching. In your precious name I pray. Amen. Once again, thank you for being with me, and may the Lord bless you and yours.